You know, there's so much going on. It's easy to get distracted, get sidetracked, lose sight of the most important things, the biggest threats, I should say, to this country, to Western civilization. And make no mistake, I've been saying it my entire life, the biggest threat to Western civilization has been my entire life, the Chinese Communist Party. It was then, it is now, and it continues into the future. Nicole Tsai is a member of the new federal state of China, joining me back here on the program. Nicole, good to see you again.
Well, good to see you, and welcome back. Thank you for having me again.
Thank you. You know, it doesn't matter really where you look. China has infiltrated the public sector, the private sector, not only in this country, but around the world. Its Silk and Road Initiative is more like an octopus that's going to strangle governments, strangle business. In fact, China raiding U.S. businesses, arresting workers. Tell me about this. This is apparently happening. It's a very risky corporate landscape. When you get into bed with the Chinese Communist Party, they're in charge of everything, right?
Absolutely. When American business or even any Western companies doing business in China, they're not going to compete with the CCP-controlled enterprises on the leveling field, because those state-owned companies will always enjoy the government subsidy. And then the government will also force the American companies to surrender technology, the know-how, the investment. But at the end of the day, the CCP can raid any American company at its own whim. So I don't understand why corporate America still does not want to decouple from the CCP. I mean, to me, this is like displaying a Stockholm syndrome where hostages are developing a psychological attachment to the captors. So Elon Musk was making a trip while you were on vacation. And so he basically said Tesla would not decouple from the CCP because he's kowtowing to the CCP leadership, and he wants the CCP to give him more permission to expand the Tesla now, factory.
And this is really interesting. I mean, this is really interesting to us here on this side of the political equation. And I say that because Elon Musk came along, bought Twitter for $44 billion, opened it up for more robust conversation. At least that was the indication. There's still some question about how robust that is. But he is a free enterprise capitalist individual. But yet, he takes government handouts wherever he can get them, whether it's from the United States or from China. And he'll cozy up to just about anybody, Nicole. That's the way it looks, doesn't it?
I mean, I wonder why he doesn't want to open the Tesla factory in the great state of Michigan, and why the great state of Michigan allowed the CCP to open a battery factory in Grand Rapids. I mean, this whole thing does not make sense. And you know what? You talk about Elon Musk's $44 billion takeover of Twitter. Guess who funded largely that takeover? It's the CCP money. It's $800 million from Sequoia Capital China and $500 million from Binance. Both are 100% CCP money. And also in the Twitter congressional hearing, there's CCP spies on Twitter's payroll. I mean, Elon Musk is not a free speech absolutist. He's not a free market. He's not a free market enterprises either.
Yeah. And to be fair, those that are reporting back to the CCP are not just at Tesla and Elon Musk corporations. They're all over the place. In fact, we've got a video here I want to share, though, before we get too much farther in this conversation involving Elon Musk that you shared with us. Nicole, let's go ahead and roll that.
Elon Musk met with CCP Foreign Minister Qin Gang in Beijing. According to CCP state-run Xinhua News Agency, Musk said the interests of the U.S. and communist China are intertwined and inseparable. Musk also opposed decoupling from the communist regime and is willing to continue expanding its business in communist China.
So the question remains, Nicole, quite simply this. Why does Joe Biden, Wall Street, Silicon Valley, Elon Musk, and they all use the same terminology? We won't decouple from communist China. We want more control over our supply chains. We want more control over what we're doing here and less reliance on China. But we won't decouple. What's that code for?
Well, that means the U.S. policy will continue to support the CCP and to fund the CCP's suppression of the 1.4 billion Chinese people. I mean, last Sunday, the New Federal State of China, CCP's enemy number one, we had a big celebration in Mahwah, New Jersey. And we're so glad to have Congressman Pogosa, Congressman Eli Crane, Congressman Andy Oaks, and Congressman George Santos, and many others who even cannot be here physically with us, but they sent greetings. I mean, the American people and this Congress, we have so many members of the Congress who are opposing Joe Biden's engagement policy with the CCP, because engagement policy with the CCP means betrayal of the American people and the betrayal of the Chinese people. So this is the reason why we have to expose the collusions between this administration's policy and the Wall Street and big tech. And again, it's more than just Elon Musk. I mean, Morgan Stanley, JP Morgan Chase, and all the big Wall Street big banks like Citibank, they're funding the CCP's One Road, One Belt global expansion. I mean, all of the CCP's global expansion and military expansion was funded by the American money, by the American taxpayer dollars.
Powered by American dollars. The Silk and Road Initiative, as you've laid out quite clearly, Nicole, powered by American dollars, whether it's coming from industry or taxpayers like me and you, the money to fund the Silk and Road Initiative, which is strangling small countries, is entangling large governments and worldwide business, is all being funded primarily by, well, by me and by you. And that should be, well, frightening to all of us, shouldn't it?
Absolutely. And so American people did not have a say, and not just the Wall Street or the big business. And look at Christopher Wray, the FBI director, Merrick Garland, the attorney general of the Department of Justice. I mean, FBI, director Christopher Wray, I mean, he got $14 million from his previous employer, who does extensive business with the CCP. Actually, he himself represented a CCP-controlled company for CCP Vice Chairman Wang Qishan. And also, Merrick Garland, in 2017, he got the invitation from the CCP leadership and gave a speech in Peking University's law school. I mean, these people are going to China. They're not promoting the rule of law. They don't fight for Chinese people's freedom or human rights. They're there to help the CCP to strengthen their dictatorship, their tyranny, and their global expansion.
Nicole Tsai from the New Federal State of China with me here today. We're going to keep her through the break here because I got some things, excuse me, Nicole, that I want to ask you about, because it's pretty clear that people like Joe Biden and his family have been enriched by China and the CCP, and so have other politicians, which is why a lot of this kowtowing is going on. Jamie Dimon and the big banks, they're all getting enriched by the CCP by having, doors open for them. We see all of that happening. The question is, where does it lead? And I've got a couple of questions about two other politicians. We'll do that after the break, so sit tight right there. Nicole Tsai, New Federal State of China. Look, the Chinese Communist Party is the most dangerous entity in the world to the world. That's the bottom line. The CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, when we recognized them formally in 1972, it was a mistake, period. It's the Steve Gruber Show, and I'll be right back.
Tomorrow is happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Attention all Bridge Card users. Did you know you can now use your Bridge Card at many Michigan farmers markets? Farmers markets are a place where Michigan families can connect with local farmers and purchase fresh, healthy produce. Now that opportunity is available to even more Michigan families. Thanks to the Michigan Farmers Market Association and our partners, many farmers markets across the state now accept Bridge Cards. To find one near you, visit mifma.org. This message sponsored by the Michigan Farmers Market Association and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.